Jeremiah chapter 42. And then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshea, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "We beg of you, let our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us to Yahweh your Elohim for all this remnant. For we are only a few out of many that are left, as your eyes do see us, so that Yahweh your Elohim can show us the way in which we can walk, and the things that we must do." And then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I've heard you. Understand, I will pray to Yahweh your Elohim according to your words, and it will come to pass that whatever thing Yahweh will answer you, I will declare it to you, and I will keep nothing back from you." They then said to Jeremiah, "Yahweh be a true and faithful witness between us. If we do not what even according to all the things for which Yahweh your Elohim shall send you to us, whether it is for good or whether it is for evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to whom we send you, so that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim." And it happened after 10 days that the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah. And then he called Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest, and said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him, if you will still remain in this land, then I will build you, and I will not pull you down, and I will plant you, and I will not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done to you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him," said Yahweh, "for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies to you, that so that he can have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, 'We will not remain in this land, neither obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim,' by saying, 'No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we will see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore hear the word of Yahweh, you remnant of Yehuda. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and to travel through there, then it will come to pass that the sword that you feared will overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine of which you are afraid will follow close after you there in Egypt, and it is there that you will die. So will it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to travel there. They will die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them will remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, as my anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so will my fury be poured forth upon you when you will enter into Egypt, and you will be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and you will see this place no more. Yahweh has said concerning you, O you remnant of Yehuda, do not go to Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For you've dissembled in your hearts when you sent me into Yahweh your Elohim by saying, 'Pray for us to Yahweh our Elohim, and according to all that Yahweh your Elohim will say, so declare to us, and we will do it.' And now I have this day declared it to you. But you have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, nor anything for which he has sent me to you. Now for this reason, know certainly that you will die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place where you desire to go and travel." End of chapter.